met alles en met alles. By the second Sudats and the next statement by Rabbi Bar Machshia Omer Rav Chama Bar Gurya Omer Rav. There's nine altogether, so a few more to go still. Okay. Yud Aleph and Aleph. So Tachas Yishmael. Now this the goal over here is the punchline. So we're going to go through a few steps. Living under Yishmael is better. Belotachas Nochri Acher. Belotachas Nochri. Nochri has been replaced. Rashi says it's referring to the Edomim. Okay. The choice between the Yishmael and the Edomim. It's better to live under the service of the Yishmaelim, under the service of the Edomim. You can please your Yishmaelim masters, and you can easier than you can please the Edomim. Tachas Nochri Bel Tachas Chabor. Chabor was Rashi says it was the Parsiim. It was an Ummah from the Bnei Parsiim. Tosfos says it wasn't Ummah from the Bnei Parsiim. It was a Ummah which, at some point in time, they became like the leaders of the Parsiim and made them even very, very cruel. And even that, the Morris says, Tachas Chabor Bel Tachas Talmud Chacham. In the service of a person who's in the service of a Talmud Chacham, he has to be very, very careful, because anything he does, if the Baruch Hashem is very makbid on if the Talmud Chacham gets upset, like the Mishnah says in Obis, she's very careful not to get burnt by the coal of a Talmud Chacham. And Tachas Talmud Chacham Bel Tachas Yasam Bamona. And the Torah is makbid on the feelings of the Yosem or the Amona, so it's better you should be under the service of the Yishmael or the Edom or the Chabor than with all of the dangers and it's which are fraught with that, or even the Talmud Chacham, and not you should understand the danger what it means to interact with the Yosem or the Amona, how careful you have to be. Okay, Zakrashi. Tachas Yishmol, L'shamshay, you have to be in the service of the Yishmol, but lo tachas Nochri. Nochri means Edoimim. Shayu Rishoyim and Yosu, they were bigger Rishoyim. Chabar was Umam bim Ne'er Persiyim. Rashi later on says that there was an Umam which was with the Persiyim, but it wasn't actually of the Persiyim. They're mixed in together with the Persiyim. If you will upset him, he will get punished. Because they cry easily, they get upset easily, and therefore the punishment from Shemayim will be that quick to come. Okay. V'amar Rabba Bar Machsia, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav Kocheli Melocheli Me'ayim. Any illness, just not Cheli Me'ayim. Cheli Me'ayim is the most difficult one. Kol Ke'ev, any pain, Melocheli Me'ayim. Not a heart pain. Kol Mechish, a person has an ache. Vela Mechish Roish, not a headache. Kol roa v'lo isha roa. All roa, but not a difficult wife. Sakrashi. Chayli is referring to who chayli oruch, an ongoing illness, a chronic illness. Hamanavne v'haylech, which deteriorates. U'matash kecha kech, and weakens the person. Kein ishta. Usually, actually, it's interesting because that's a fever. That's not usually why it's a chelly oruch. The chelly habrosh. Some examples. Ke'evis u'ahelach u'bo. It's something which goes on. It's not. It's supposed to mean constant. It comes and goes. So that's why it's called a cave. You're going cave shein a toothache, cave maka or pain of a maka, something which it comes and goes. And Mechish is Cheshasha Ba'alma Fisha. It's it's an ache for the moment, Mikal, and it's much less than the other ones. V'amar Rav bar Machzia, Amar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Amar Rav. Im yiyu kol hayamim diyo. If all of the oceans are filled with ink, v'agamim kumusim, and all of the marshes, thank you. All of the reeds which stand there were all made into kumusim, into pens. Mishamai mirias, and all the shema pens to write with. Mishamai mirias, and all the shemayim was parchment. Chobani adam lav lirin, and all the people were scribes. So we have a tremendous writing project going on over here. Ein maspikim, there's not going to be enough to lichtev chalolos shel rishus, the expanse of what the government, what the government deals with. There's so much going on over there. The reams and reams and reams and reams and reams of paper produced by the United States government, right?
They know nothing that way.
Okay.
What we do today.
Okay. Some learn it's referring to like to try and figure out what's inside the halal, what's inside. Right. Right. So So what's going on inside over there? Like it's the depth of what it is. Gain for state of government, right? And go and understand how the government thinks. So Amr Mishra, what's the pasuk which presents this idea? Amr of Masharshia says Shemaim L'Roim V'Oritz L'Oimik. Pasuk of Mishra says the heavens, to the highest point of the heavens, the deepest point of the earth, V'Lev Malachim in Cheker. And to understand the Lev Malachim, there's no depth of understanding. It's so deep to understand the Lev Malachim. Like Rashi, Chalolos Shavishus, Oymek Libam, Shehu Tzarich Liyos Like Lev, the Kama Medinos Lamasa Kotsuv, the Kama Mechamas, the Kama Mishpatim, the Kalbi Amechad. One day they're dealing with a tremendous amount. They're dealing with tremendous amounts which has to be dealt with. So that's what it means, Mr. Rashi Taishans. Okay. The last Omer of Omer of Machsia, Rabbi Bar Machsia, Omer of Rav Chama Bar Guya, Omer Rav. Last one. Yofa Tainas the Chaloim Ke'esh L'Na'aris. A time that if a person has a chaloyim which is bad, the tinus will be so effective to remove the chaloyim ra. It's like na'aris. Na'aris is the psoilus of the pishton, which you take out of the pishton, and it's very flammable. So you put fire to the na'aris, and it consumes it immediately. So the tinus will take away the bad chaloyim. That's how good it is. It's very effective. Amar Chisto Ubay Bayoim. It has to be that day. The person has a chaloyim, so that's in halacha. That means normally we know that the tainus has to have. The person has to accept the tainus upon himself the day before by mincha in order to have the status of a tainus. The only exception to that is the tainus chaloyim, because tainus chaloyim is if shemayim is indicated to him he should fast. It functions as the kabbalah. So the tainus, the chaloyim that he has in the nighttime, functions as the indication he should fast, and therefore acts as a kabbalah. So he starts the tainus immediately that day. Similar, also actually. Other place where it's brought down, Allah, remember, there's had this discussion once in my Rebbe. It's brought down when a person drops their tefillin, is supposed to fast. It's also, if the person has not eaten that day, they should fast merely that day. They don't have to wait to make a Kabbalah's Tainus by Mincha and fast the next day. You're supposed to fast that day.
For a dream, is it just during the daylight hours until nightfall?
Yeah. Now the Mor says, "V'omer Rav Yosef, afilu b'Shabbos, that even on Shabbos a person can fast the Tainus Cholam, even a person cannot fast on Shabbos. It's also to fast on Shabbos, but for Tainus Cholam it's mutter." It's interesting. So the Mishnayim already grapple with like why. So the Torah, when he brings it down, the Torah says, because that's his Arnik Shabbos, the Cholam is so. Concerning to him that fasting makes him feel better, so his Onik Shabbos is to is to fast. So the reason why you have to eat on Shabbos is because it's Onik Shabbos. For him, the Onik Shabbos is to fast. But it was brought down halacha though, person mechuyev to fast a tainus for kapora, the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. In other words, you know, but Hakuva that you, in the, you know, you should, you know, which means you shouldn't be in this type of situation. There's a reason why they're showing him a chalem ra from Shemayim. You know. The Chassam Sofer says it's because it's sakanas nefashos. That's why you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. Sakanas nefashos. You know, he sees the chalem ra as being very, very significant, and so. I don't think he means there's a head to chilul Shabbos for it, you know, mechal Shabbos of the malachos, but in regards to the halacha of Onik Shabbos, that it overrode Onik Shabbos.
So there,
and he says, so why do you have to fast the malacha? But then you have to fast the time is the kapara. He says, yeah, but your averus are the one who, what have caused it. So then, you know, I saw one of the posts brings. The question sometimes. So, I mean, theoretically, the argument should be that any person who has ever had to be mechallel Shabbos, it's because why Rabbi Bershom do that to him because he deserves it because he was got sick because he did a veiris, so he should have a key of tainus when he gets better. And, I mean, we don't find such a thing. Yeah.
Is there not? I mean, if you know, let's say a person says, "Yeah, I have a problem. It's bad for me." Halachically, I have to fast. I'm supposed to fast. But you know what? The truth is, it doesn't matter to me so much. So, you know, according to the first Svara, it's not another thing for him to fast on Shabbos.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when the din of Tanis Kolam is brought down, it's brought down. If a person, if it doesn't bother him, so he's not, he doesn't have to fast. So, which would seem to indicate, like, in general, not during the week, there's also a person can be mate of the chalom. A person can just say the chalom is tibur shav, and they're not significant. That itself is more brachas. When we learn brachas, one day we go through the whole sugya of chalom. There's a certain krech of pa on the chalom. But if it concerns him, he has to deal with it. If it doesn't concern him at all, he says, I think it's nothing. So that itself gives it a status of seems to be effective. Rav Yeshua Berei de Rav Idi Ikla de Bei Rav Ashi. So Rav Yeshua Berei de Rav Idi arrived at the home of Rav Ashi of the Igla Tilsa. So they made for him an Igla Tilsa. The third born calf is considered the most tasty of all of them. They made him mamash the chashav, and in his honor they made a gavaldik chashav asura. Amalei litim maramidi, take something to eat. Amalei batanisa yisivna. I'm fasting. Amalei balasabrele mar lahod Rav Yehuda, dam Rav Yehuda, lava adam tanisa upareya. Person's makabal tanis, a person can be. He can pay it off. He can switch days and pay it off later on. He can borrow. So the language is he can borrow it. In other words, he can move his eat now and borrow time later. But that's if it's a regular tainus. But it's a tainus chaloim. And v'amar Rav bar Masi, v'amar Rav Chama bar Gur, v'amar Rav yafat tainus the chaloim and keish l'noiris. V'amar Rav Chista ubay bayar. V'amar Rav Yosef afilu b'Shabbos. If you could be lova pareya, so you wouldn't fast on Shabbos. So it's clearly indicated that you're supposed to fast right now. So I don't have a choice. I have to fast. Zok Rashi. Igla Tilsa. Shlisha the Betim, it's the third born. Shahu Mashubach, it's the best of all of the Nesha Behema Bekatnusa, Eno Dayan Bekercha, Avad Rishon Mesheni, Eno Bori. The first two that it gives birth to, is when it's younger. So the mother is not so strong yet, so the child is not such a strong child. Okay. Vim hiskilu ein mafstiken. The Mishnah said that that these things which you cannot do, the five things you cannot do, samach l'mincha. If you did start, however, you do not interrupt what you're doing, and then you finish up what you're doing, you go daven. Obviously, we're talking about a case that there will still be time to finish what you're doing and daven. But you do interrupt for Kriya Shema. And it says, "Vayim afsikin l'tfilah." The Mishnah ended off again, "Vayim afsikin l'tfilah." So Mar wants to know, "Otan le'reisher, vayim afsikin." He already said, "Vayim afsikin l'tfilah." So Mar says, "You're right." And Seifa, the last phrase at the end of the Mishnah, which says, "Vayim afsikin l'tfilah," is also in the Divrei Torah. That's referring to something else totally different. It's talking about the halachas of a person who's learning. What does he have to do? When it comes to time for davening, so he has to interrupt the Kriya Shema, not for tefillah. The Tanya, we have a brayso that says Chaverim Shayo Oiskim B'Torah. Tamid Chacham, which are sitting and learning. So the loch is Mafsik on the Kriya Shema, they Mafsik on the tefillah. They have to interrupt their learning for Kriya Shema. They do not need to interrupt their learning for tefillah. Comes along with Birkanam, Birkanam. Loishano Elokagon, Rishimon ben Yehoi, Bechaveirov, Sheturosan, Umnosan. This halacha only applies to people like Rishimon ben Yehoi, that Torah was their total focus. Alokagon Onu, but us, Mafsik in the Kriyashma Ulu Tvila, we interrupt for that, but we have to interrupt our learning for davening also. Rashi says, since we interrupt our learning for other needs, we will interrupt our learning to go do business and take care of our financial needs. So then you should interrupt your learning for davening also. Shimon Yechoy says, I'm learning, and the financial needs, the Baruch Hu will figure out the way to get into me. I'm not interrupting my learning for anything. So that person does not interrupt for davening. But the person who interrupts for everything else, so he interrupts his learning for davening also. Chavetz Chaim brings from a Zohar maybe that seemingly doesn't seem to make sense, you know, because we're, it means, we simply said, Torah is more important than davening. So you shouldn't interrupt Torah for davening. But since you do bad things anyway, you interrupt for this and for that, so you should interrupt for that also. So you do another aver, that let me stop there. So he says that the more the person learns B'li Hefsek, the greater the Kedusha is. The more a person is Masha, what he's doing, the greater Kedusha which there is. There's a certain level of Kedusha, he brings from the Lashon Bazaar, that because of the level of Kedusha, that you're not supposed to interrupt it for anything. But if we don't have the level of Kedusha in our learning, so then it doesn't have the power to replace Tefillah, etc. So you have to interrupt for Tefillah. So basically this halacha, if Rabbi Yochanan already said that Kigoyen Anu, that we're out of the picture. I mean, so it's a very relevant halacha for Menachoy, but it's irrelevant for all of us. Yeah. Okay. Now the Morris says, "I but Tanya, there's a third brayso which says Kashem Shem of Sikhan the Tefila, Kachem of Sikhan the Kriyishma. You don't interrupt for either one, for Tefila or for Kriyishma." Our answer is Kitanya Ahi Beibr Shana. When the Bezin was sitting, working through the prashas of Ibr Shana, whether they should be Ma'abra the Shana to keep the Yom Tovim in the proper time, etc. So when the Bezin was deliberating on that issue, they did not interrupt for the purpose of Tfila or Kriyishma. Dhamma Rav Ada Bar Avo, Chintono Sabi de Hegranya. And it was also learned in a brisa from the elders of Hegranya. Omer Belozer Bert Sodik. So Belozer Bert Sodik said, Kashayino Oiskin be Ibr Shana Miyavna, when we were sitting and deliberating on the Ibr Shana, Loyino Mafsikim Loy the Kriyishma below the Tfila. We did not interrupt neither for Kriyishma nor for Tfila. So that's where you see that for that Pashas, the idea over there is the halacha of Oisik Mito, Mitzvah is part of a Mitzvah, which that is brought down. Torah doesn't have that halacha because the person learns Torah Amanas Lasos. So, if it's Efshel Lasos Al Yedei Acherim, you let somebody else do it. But someone which is the Efshel Lasos Al Yedei Acherim, which would be the person's personal mitzvahs, so a person has to interrupt his learning for that. But person Isaac another, and that's why brought down halacha. A person is Isaac in taking care of a mace, so he doesn't. That's halacha. That's why he doesn't daven. There's nobody else there to be shomer the mace, so he doesn't daven and he doesn't agree. He's Isaac in mitzvah in a mitzvah. And it's also brought down a person Isaac in tzarchei tzibur. A person is taking care of the tzibur. That's also called Isaac in mitzvah, and he's potim in a mitzvah. Yeah. Correct.
So
we'll see in Rashi. It's an interesting point. It's a good point.
Okay. The other question is, would recall in Rachel's case, if it says a Kriyashma is Rabbana, so would he disagree with this halacha?
Who said what?
There's a view that Kriyashma is Rabbana. Would he say that that you don't have to be lasting for Kriyashma either?
Okay, it's the Shagas Aryeh, Mamash's first tshuva, he brings the sheet which learns the Kriyas Shema Zder Rabbanan. He says, Fair Shagamora, not like that. You know what I mean? You know, you're asking me according to my number over there in Brachas, it would seem to say Kriyas Shema Zder Rabbanan. Yeah, look, I don't know. I don't know if it's a Tana or an Amara. If it's an Amara, he's got a problem. If it's a Tana, he could argue. But,
What is the din here with the Vistin? Is that when they're Osik in Tzarchi Tzibur?
In other words, Ibrashana, there was, I mean, we said before, din is also a form of a mitzvah, but that they would interrupt for the purpose of davening. But Ibrashana, which was considered the Chrayas, it's considered Tzarchi Tzibur in the sense of the Chrayas for Chrayas, to make sure the Moedim come out the right time, so that's considered a mitzvah, and then he's Potter.
Is it a Tzarchi Tzibur that is closer to a Deraisa than the other din? It just seems to be strange that it would pick one type of.
Well, in general, Tzarchi Tzibur, the law has brought down any Tzarchi Tzibur person. I'm a shtadlin, and I'm busy trying to work out with the government, you know, that they shouldn't be. You know, some issue, so I'm part of from davening. I mean, I should admit.
The what? Come on time, Moedim?
Yeah. Okay, see Rashi. But Tanale Resha, Hiskilo and Mavsikin. We got with Tvila came in, we're talking about davening. Along with the Mahadr, the Misni, Vemavsikin, the Tvila. And it says, you interrupt for Shema, not for Tvila. We know, we already said it, you don't interrupt. We understand what interrupting the issue was, you don't interrupt for davening. So we understand that. This is a new point. So Tumid Chacham, which is sitting and learning Torah, interrupts for Kriya Shema. There's mana deraisa. The time of it is deraisa. Ubashach v'cho ubekumecha. Beim avsikim v'tvila, you don't interrupt for tvila. Now, the language of Rashi, the Rishah says, sounds like opposed to Rambam, that there is a mitzvah tvila deraisa, but the time for it is not designated deraisa. That's the Rambam Shita. It's once a day, no time during the day specifically. So since there's no set time for it, so you're not interrupted right now, and it's at some point in time, we'll assume that there'll be some type of interruption, hold on that. But it would indicate that at some point during the day, he's going to have to interrupt for a tefillah. So we'll figure, like, you don't interrupt right now, because you'll see there'll be some point in time later on that you're going to Venechanami, that's Pasha how the Rambam will learn the Gemara also. However, the problem is the Rambam himself brings down the loch, he doesn't say that. He just says, Yem Hafsikin. So then the argument would be there's a mitzvah to raise it to daven, but the purpose of davening is for Yitzrochim, so the person Isaac Matara, so apparently that would address that. Whereas Shema is a different concept. According to the Rambam. Came along Rabbi Yechon said, Abel Anu, Hoyol, Hafsikin, Tarasena Lu'uman Hoseinu, we interrupt Torah for our Umanis, Kol Shken Shenafsat L'Tvila, so obviously we're going to interrupt for davening also. Yibra Shana, Shoyo Olam Shiva L'Aliyah, seven people would go up to go upstairs, in other words, they go to a private, quiet place, set off from the hustle and bustle of the world. And they were discussing if the Shana Beruim Tzrichli Sabra, if you need to be Ma'arba the Shana, and if it will work out to be Ma'arba the Shana, though you might have your conflict where you need it, but it's not going to be really, the times are not going to work out. Kedemar Sanhedrin, Ala Aviv, in order that the springtime should come out around Pesach time. Of Paris Elon, that you should have the payers available to be able to bring Bikurim, Valtzkufa, I don't remember what Tzkufa meant. You're Ma'av of the Shana. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. So that's the non Shabbos discussion of Gezeris, which Chazal made. Gezeris, you can't do this. Gezeris, you might forget, etc. So now, that's going to flow into they had xeris of concern a person might forget in regards to Erev Shabbos and Shabbos.
Is there any suggestion why what we just learned came before what we're going to learn?
It's shorter.
But what we're going to learn seems more relevant to what we learned before.
Right. So the point is now we're discussing these xeris of Erev Shabbos, and it's going to go for another few prokhim. So we take care of the smaller topic of that we find a general concept. Now let's talk about Shabbos, and we're going to talk about Shabbos.
This is we're talking about Shabbat. We talk about Erev Shabbat, and when we're talking about not only things in the afternoon, here's the weekday stuff.
In general, the more as few plays, the more says they prefer to deal with the smaller thing first and then go to deal with the longer thing. So a tailor cannot go out with his needle stuck in his garment. Well, we'll see. We'll see where his needle is. Thomas going out with his hand or in his garment. Samach l'chashecha, near Shabbos, which the Prima Gadim understands it to mean the last half an hour before Shabbos. That's Samach l'chashecha. Shema yishkach v'yetzeh, we're afraid that he might forget and do it ready on Shabbos. And similarly, b'leil lavler b'kulmusay, and the scribe should not do it with his quill. Picture your pencil behind the ear. Right? Shouldn't do that. And the more going to say, the discussion is talking about it's in his hand, or talking about it behind behind his ear. Okay, that's one gzeira. Now the next gzeira is not a gzeira of Erev Shabbos. The next gzeira is a gzeira Gzeira on Shabbos itself. I'm not sure why it's put in over here, because the Mishnah said I'm going to go back to Gzeiras of Erev Shabbos. So I'm not sure why this Gzeira is put in over here. Well, Yikrilar and a person can't read. Sorry, thank you. Well, if Allah is Caleb, a person cannot remove the kinim from his clothing. Velo yikra lo aner, nor can he read the aner, because these are things which need good light. I'm afraid that a person might tilt the light, if there's some type of flickering in the light, etc. He might try and tilt the lamp in order to get the oil to go into the wick better, and that, doing that he'll be chayiv for the malacha of Mavir, and therefore that you're not supposed to read Lora Ner, nor be mefal Caleb Lora Ner. Now, Be'emes Amru, in truth they said, now Be'emes Amru is usually used in Shas to mean it's a local Moshe Sinai. It's not going to work over here because dealing with the Kanat Rabbanon. So the Rav in Nesefles Trumas, the Rav says that a tekana, which became like a very, very strong accepted tekana, the more we use the phrase Be'emes Amru to indicate it has the same weight as if it would be a local Moshe Sinai, you know, it's definitely referring to the Rabbanon. That even though the halacha is, you can't.
To Kabbalah?
Halacha Moshe Sinai. Kabbalah halacha Moshe Sinai. Well, you could learn there. Even though you cannot relearn there, but Achazen Roya Hechen Tinoikis Karen. Abahulo Yikra. So now, Rashi means two pshatim. One is, I'll tell you the second pshat first. A Rebbe, the Malama Tinoikis, the children are allowed to read, the Gemara is going to say, because they're not doing anything. You know, halavai, right? Because the Rebbe is there. So they're not going to be playing with the Nair. They sit there like this, you know. But the Rebbe, on the other hand, he doesn't have a fear of the Talmidim, so Chazan, referring over here to Chazan, just means the person who has responsibility, is referring to the Rebbe. The second shot Rashi says, the first shot Rashi says, which I'm telling you second, is talking about a person who's laning. So they used to teach the children Friday night, you used to sit and teach the children the Sedra. So, you know, you might remember what Sedra it is, so he wants to walk in and take it just like a quick peek at what they look over the shoulder and see what they're learning, so that he's allowed to do because he's not really reading with them. A similar type of idea that Chazal were concerned that we want to stay away from Averas. So Chazal made a Gzeira, and this is a lacha that a woman who's a Zava, Nida, so even a man, the husband cannot eat together with the wife unless there's some type of a reminder that because afraid they might come and to do a veira. And even if the man's a zov, which see, he's also at that stage where a man is a zov, it's difficult to have tashmish with his wife. Still, Chazal said you have to make some type of reminder they shouldn't come so by mistake have tashmish with his wife was in Eden. So Rashi Shemishka for Yetzim Mishatechsha. We're afraid that they'll go out Mishatechsha when it's ready, when once Shabbos is set in, it's dark. We follow Caleb Mevar Kinim and Mivigorov, removing the lice from your clothing. The
Tagaminan. I'm sorry. It said he can't go out.
We're afraid he might forget. If we allow him to go out, have the sting walking around in the sting, Erev Shabbos.
It doesn't say he can't walk around with it. It says he can't go out with it. So,
because if we allow him to do that, he might do the same type of a maisa on Shabbos. He remembers that before Shabbos, he better sure he takes out of his clothes because he can't go out with it on even Erev Shabbos. So no, he can't go out for sure. He can't go out with it on Shabbos.
Okay, so the first thing that the buzz is Erev Shabbos, the second half is on Shabbos. Can't go out with it Erev Shabbos because you might forget to go out with it on Shabbos.
Correct.
Okay.
Mevarkinim,
because he's already out walking around and there's just a rabbi.
Right, so the Gzera of Chazal was Hitzah, wasn't Dalai Lama's. Okay, yeah. Tagaminon. Biarti Palesi, the word to remove is translated as Palesi. The Kamam Mefarash Tanah, we're also talking about what the Isser is. Velikula Rener, Sefer, can't read the Sefer, Shema Yata Haner, because he might tilt in there. Lahavi Shema, the PFC, to get the Shema into the wick. She don't like that it should burn better. But Nibsim Maver, Veshavas, and that's the Malacha Maver. Achazim. Okay, I'll hold the Rashi here. Okay. I have to move a little bit. Hold the Rashi here.